For NSPR News, I'm Mark Albert. The deadliest wildfire in written California history traumatized a region. Parceling out blame for the blaze has become a local obsession. Rather than a proverbial mustache-twirling villain, though, journalist Mark Arricks found multiple causes. When we recently spoke, I began our conversation by asking how the unrelated causes intersected.
I've covered enough disasters to know that tragedy is a force of really intricate construction. It's not one detached act. It's myriad smaller acts, some of them incidental, some accidental, others absolutely malevolent. The first part of the story is building a suburbia atop this ridge. The corruption that allowed that growth to take place, I mean, that was the Butte County Board of Supervisors. They were allowing this 4x4ing to go on. You know, a businessman A, buys a parcel in Paradise. He's kind of connected, this guy. And the supervisors promptly agree to his request to divide the parcel into four pieces. Then, trying to maximize his profit, he sells one of those four pieces to a partner, or maybe a family member or something like that. And that partner or family member goes before the same board and wins approval to divide his piece into four.
Why is the number four significant?
Well, because had they split each piece into five, it would have qualified as an official subdivision under state law. Instead, scores of these housing tracts popped up without sidewalks, gutters, or defensible space against fire. You know, roads came later, if they came at all. And as you know, a municipal sewage system was never constructed up there. By the 1990s, 2000s, you have 30,000 residents living in the suburban equivalent of a tinderbox. The second part is that we have mismanaged our forests. A forest that supported 64 trees an acre in pre-settlement California now boasts 160 trees an acre. The Indians gave us this natural forest, and it was patchy, and the trees grew to these differing heights. Fire is a natural event in a healthy forest. It starts usually by lightning strike, and it burns itself typically out very quickly. But before it burns itself out, it kind of scorches the forest floor. It thins out the lower branches and the shrubs. And this is what helps tame the next fire. The timber companies could have worked inside that natural cycle and harvested a sustainable amount of wood. Instead, they clear-cut the old growth and planted these new trees one on top of the other. I mean, almost like industrialized agriculture come up to the mountain. They were planting trees like a crop. And the problem is that growth is so uniform. And all the empty spaces are filled up, so when fire hits it, it becomes a blowtorch. PG&E is obviously the third part of that story. They set the spark. You know, decades of negligence that is criminal. So where is it all headed? It may be that the campfire was one of the first of those fires where it linked up all these things with climate change. Meanwhile, we're trying to build, what, another 3 million houses in California? I guess that might be a laudable goal, but into what safe zones are we going to put these houses? Where?
Journalist Mark Arricks is the author of In My Father's Name, The King of California, and West of the West. His latest book, The Dreamt Land, Chasing Water and Dust Across California, a Los Angeles Times bestseller, was published earlier this year. His in-depth article on the campfire, Gone, was published August 4th in California Sunday Magazine. You can find a link to his story on our website, mynspr.org.